Welcome to One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we do things a little differently. Instead of just one poem, today I'll read all the poems from the past week. A quiet recap, a second listen, or maybe a first chance to catch what you missed. And at the end, I'll share one new poem to carry us into the week ahead. So settle in, and let's revisit this week in verse. And then, something fresh to close. One Poem Only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. Hunger as Salvation by Ariel K. Moniz. This moment, sun-speckled and innocent, I speak of prophecies. I plant seeds of affection in your perfect, peachy ears, and it means that I am thinking of tomorrow. I await their blooming like all great pleasures, though I do not know in what season they may come or what balm of tenderness they may carry to me as you lay your head upon the pillow beside mine. I hope for lavender to calm me and bring the bees, those little archangels of better days and July nights, or rosemary, to remind me what it is to desire you, like a meal hours off but simmering, a promise that spills out the late afternoon windows. This moment here, sun-drenched and priceless, soothes like sitting down to the dinner table, filled with the sun-bronzed faces of dear ones, or the first bite of that long, labored meal. I want the lingering afternoon hours of waiting. I want to feel the hunger rumble in my stomach, thick and as alive as August storms, if it is for you. I want to pine for the taste, that savory relief, and I want it every day of this wandering life. I want to know you. Long summer day, gelato-fingered savior, who I long for. I want to know you. And I want to know in my sunshine bones that the craving is just as blissful as the full belly. Shadows by Harriet Monroe. What is most near? Ah, sweet dead year, thy fallen leaf and gathered sheaf, the presence that is fled, the vows that once were said, these are most near. Swift speeds away rose-crowned today. So far, her light feet are. I look and see thy face haunting the upland place, dear yesterday. The blooming flowers, the sunny hours, these cannot rest, these are half-blessed. But thou forevermore art mine, love, as of yore, and time is ours. Playing God by Michaela Godding. The average person forgets 90% of their dreams. I have started keeping tallies on a notepad next to my bed to keep track of all the forgetting. I wonder if endings are all we can rely on. I wonder and wonder and remember that 80% of the human body's heat comes out from the head, and I wonder if wondering will burn me to pieces. They say that life is easier when you are younger, that you can breathe and swallow at the same time until you are 7 months old, that as a 4-year-old you ask approximately 450 questions a day. They say that what you can't control you should put in God's hands. My hands have 27 bones, 29 joints, and at least 123 other named ligaments, but I wonder about the unnamed ones. I wonder about the 50,000 cells that will die and be replaced in the body by the time you finish reading this sentence. Inheritance by Maggie Devers. She tells me she likes the new side, where they eat pomegranates all day and her life sounds like an ancient poem chanted down the ages to her at 6. I wonder if the myths are always in us, and we ache to relive them through art. She says meditate instead of pray, and stracciatella instead of chocolate chip. And I think that's a generational vernacular shift in the right direction. She holds the scrunchie open and pulls her hair through. At the final pass, she stops halfway, a poor man's bun. And I wonder what's inherited and what's instinct. Ginger Affirming Care by Nikki Grierson. When I was a girl, little flurries of hair began to sprout here and there. At first I didn't notice, but then something made me care. What if other people see? Will they point and stare? This worry grew in my mind as I studied the weekly magazine, where cover girls were smooth. Their skin had a beautiful sheen. Was I a proper girl? Like those in Just 17? So I began to study the art of hair removal, wanting so badly to gain my peers' approval, as to be accepted as a woman. Becoming hairless seemed crucial. Of course, I was told, you are far too young. Don't worry about that, just keep having fun. But I stopped wearing shorts in the days that came with sun, and at night I would toss and I would turn. For me, gender-affirming care had most certainly begun. Now it's triggered. It was here to stay. If I was becoming a woman, I had to look a certain way. Clothing now more important than the games I used to play. I started to wish for boobs. I even began to pray. Eventually, we all had bras and fruity, glossy lips. But then came something else. I wanted those womanly hips. Society was infecting me with its binary gender grips. And here we are today. Things have gotten worse, as filtered fake images keep our hands in our pink purse. Then those trying to demonize those who want to live free, diverse, assuming those who are different are nothing but perverse, helping to maintain the patriarchal curse. Fatal Dance, A Love Story Between Fire and Wood by Velvet Poetess. There is this certain hunger, a hunger that cannot be satisfied by another but you. I reach out my hand, don't let it be in vain, for we both know how this shall end. Let us at least celebrate it properly. Dance till death with me. Let us light up this world one last time, before my hunger will have been forever satisfied, before the only remains of your existence are smoke and ashes. Were by Maggie Devers. The flower falls from the tree and floats in the water, animated in her demise. That she's held on this long to the middle of September is remarkable. Then again, it's warm, and these days summer stays. The girl teaches me tricks. Bossy described this type in the olden days, back in the 80s, when they still spanked kids. She's heard the stories. But I want to protect her from Bossy, I think, as the hummingbird hovers, wondering what to do with flowers in the pool, chirping noisily to protect the nectar still enthroned in the tree. Not Bossy, just direct, as more flowers fall. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.